This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey everyone, Logan Medish of High Caliber History and the host of the No Low Ballers podcast here. If you're passionate about firearms, accessories, and everything in between, there's one place you need to check out: gunbroker.com. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just browse, Gunbroker is the world's largest online marketplace for firearms, ammunition, and all the gear that you need. It's a trusted platform that connects buyers and sellers across the U.S., offering everything from rare and collectible firearms to the latest models. Plus, with a wide range of accessories, parts, and ammo, gunbroker.com is a one-stop shop for gun enthusiasts of all kinds. So whether you're an experienced gun owner or you're just getting started, make sure to visit gunbroker.com to find exactly what you're looking for. And don't forget, you can also tune in to our No Low Ballers podcast to hear more about the history behind your favorite firearms, sponsored by gunbroker.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the No Low Ballers podcast. I'm your host, Logan Medish of High Caliber History. As always, Alan Faulkner of Gun Broker here, trying to keep me in line, and it's been really difficult the last few days.
I got to get combat pay for this, man.
You really should. Yeah, you really should. And he's been trying hard because we are down here in Louisiana, and we are with the Gun Talk folks at the Range Ready Studios for Leverfest is what we've been up to. And so we have Ryan Gresham, who of course is with Gun Talk. I refer to Ryan as the third generation of the first family of firearms media.
That's really nice. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so down here at Leverfest, this is our place. This is the headquarters of Gun Talk Media, and it's also headquarters for Range Ready Studios. Now, Range Ready Studios is kind of our events place. We do classes that are open to the public, but we're doing Leverfest, highlighting lever action guns. They're hot right now, so we've got a bunch of different media guys here. We have a bunch of different manufacturers just showing off stuff.
Well, they're hot because we've shot the living snot out of them the last couple of days, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, literal pallets of ammo.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Well, and we've also got Ron Spomer,
yes, sir.
Gun writer extraordinaire. Not to embarrass Ron, but he's probably been doing this longer than I've been alive.
That's probably right. Yeah. The only thing you said right so far about me.
But Ron, you know, you've been doing this long enough that you've probably seen multiple cycles of interest in lever guns. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you've seen happen in the lever gun world.
Well, what's really exciting about it is the new interest from the young guys. You know, you just figured everything was going to autoloaders and ARs, and suddenly there's this renewed interest in the old guy's gun.
They're like, wow, look at this neat thing. You're like, yeah, I've known about that.
Yeah.
I mean, ARs, I mean, they've been building them for a while now, and they're getting a little bit boring where, you know, we were watching them swap triggers in a lever gun earlier, and I think all of us were just sitting there in terror of watching them open the gun up because we're all scared to do that. So, you know, there's a little bit of magic to it still.
Yeah, not as complicated as you think once you get into them, but it's just really encouraging for me to see this. And I think what drives it is the fact that there's something to do with a lever action other than pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You know, pulling the trigger is fine, and it's great to shoot precisely and all the other things, but then you get to the part where you're looking at some of the older Westerns, especially the Rifleman. I always go back to that's what turned me on when I was a kid, and to be able to do that.
Yep. You're and running the gun. The gun's not running you.
Exactly. Yep. And so it just adds a whole other element of skill set that you can work on, and it's just plain fun.
Yeah. Well, you think about the PRS rifles, those things weigh like 20, 30 pounds, and they spend forever getting them set up, and then they fire them, and the gun doesn't move. Where here, you can have that perfect position, take that first shot. Now you got to run the whole thing again. So, you know, it's just a whole different skill set and a whole different challenge.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you can get everything from a no recoil 22 up to a 45-70.
Yeah, big
with
boomers.
The big thump.
We've been shooting a variety of ammo, right?
I mean, sure have.
We were showing off the hard cast stuff today.
Yeah, from Double Tap.
And I mean, 405 grains from the 45-70. And even the 45 Colt and the 44 Mag were really impressive. We're talking not inches of penetration, but feet.
And gallons of penetration, because we were shooting those water jugs earlier.
Not 1 gallon, but we had like 4 gallon, 5 gallon water jugs stacked up, and it was going through six of those.
Yeah, that's an intense amount of penetration when you're talking about those hard casts. But so Ryan, we want to talk about the idea for the event as a whole. You know, I know you guys kind of do themed events. Last year it was 5-7 Fest. Yep. You know, but what made you guys go, you know what, we've got to do Lever Fest this year?
Well, I mean, you guys all go to different media events, and we typically are invited out based around maybe a product launch or something like that, or maybe a hunt, which is usually coincide with the product launch. And we said, let's just theme a media event that's a way to capture a lot of content and a lot of different types of content, YouTubes, podcasts, articles, social media stuff, all around just a category that people are excited about. It's like fish where the fish are, right? I mean, people who are, if they're on GunBroker, Alan, you guys see it. People are shopping for lever guns. It's just a hot category these days. So it's like, well, let's highlight why are these so cool? Because either people are already wanting more information about it, or they're like, what's the deal with this? Why are these hot? And they're kind of curious about it. I think it's a great way to expand the way someone enjoys guns. Because if you've got your several polymer pistols, you've got several ARs or whatever, this might be a category that you don't have and you haven't played with yet. But they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. They are a ton of fun. And that was what was so cool about this event is that, you know, we weren't just out there shooting paper or shooting steel. You know, we had these awesome challenges that we were doing. And they were lever gun, period, correct challenges, you know, which appeals to the historian in me, you know, and you know, having to cut the rope with the bullets, which was pretty cool. I was successfully able to do that, you know, and splitting cards with the bullets. I mean, that's
Annie Oakley over the shoulder.
I wasn't going to mention that one because I'm not very good at that.
No, I'll mention that one all day long. That was a great event. I mean, Ron and I love that one.
We all like the things we're good at.
Yeah. I mean, or I did it a couple times, you know, and that's when I finally got one to go down yesterday. I was like, all right, quit while I'm ahead, you know? Like, man's got to know his limitations.
But, you know, we were shooting plate racks with 30-30s at 100 yards. We had a blacked-out shoot house with lights and lasers. So we were covering every gamut of the lever gun, too. We had long range. We had, you know, the tactical guns going. It was great, too. And, I mean, 22 long rifle up to 45-70 and everything in between. So just seeing the breadth of what's out there now for lever guns was awesome.
Yeah, it's a good point because, I mean, what's another hot category in our world right now? Well, long-range shooting is hot. And there's maybe a few hot calibers cartridges, but, I mean, they're probably shooting a 6mm Creedmoor or whatever it might be. Maybe it's a 6 arc or something. But, yeah, we had 22 short all the way to 45-70 at this event, which is kind of unheard of in most places to see, oh, we're going to have this themed event, and you have this wide range of what we're shooting.
Yeah, bullets from 29 grains up to 405 grains.
Yes, yes,
just
exactly.
A little bit of variation there.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and we ran some suppressed. I love the subsonic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The
yes.
subsonic from Hornady, 45-70 and 30-30, we put a suppressor on it. The 30-30 with the suppressor was like, did that go off? It was just nothing.
Yeah, and the 45-70, the subsonic with the suppressor, it makes it so you don't hate the gun when you're shooting it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Again, in case anyone's missed it, suppressors don't just suppress sound. They suppress recoil. Yep. And it's probably perhaps the bigger benefit of a suppressor.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I completely think it is. I
mean, what is this you guys are talking about? The 45-70 hertz?
Yeah. It just wakes you up.
What?
Yeah. It sends a message.
Well, Ron, what was some of the cool stuff that, you know, really piqued your interest out here?
Boy, I was pretty excited about this Savage getting back into lever action.
Oh, that was a great little game.
You know, and a little 22. And you usually think of a 22 as not all that accurate unless you buy a really high-end one like an old Kimber or a Dakota or something. But these things were remarkably accurate.
Oh, my goodness. And the triggers.
Oh, man.
So good.
Remarkable.
The fit and finish on those Savage Rebels are awesome.
I was surprised.
Because you do kind of go into it saying, 22 rifle. It's less expensive, it's just less sexy or whatever you think. You go, it's a toy. But then when you run the action, because that's what we do with lever guns, we test the action. Ooh, that's smooth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the trigger, oh, wow. And super accurate. Even Chris Serino, who works for us, I mean, Chris had to get like 40-something guns ready for this event. And he's kind of given you his play-by-play of stuff he liked and didn't like. And he said, man, let me tell you. Those Savage Rebels are accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were shooting shotgun shells at, 10, 20 yards?
115 yards or
something.
50 yards?
Yeah.
It was 250. Yeah.
Offhand. Yeah. Standing on one
foot.
Offhand,
yeah.
50-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah. I was going to mention that.
Hey, everyone. Alan Forkner from the No Low Ballers podcast here, and I'm talking to all the collectors and firearms enthusiasts out there. If you're on the hunt for exclusive high-end firearms, then look no further than CollectorsEliteAuctions.com. This is the premier auction site for serious collectors who are looking to find rare and collectible firearms, accessories, and memorabilia. At Collectors Elite Auctions, every auction is carefully curated, featuring some of the most sought-after pieces in the country. Whether you're looking to expand your collection or find that one unique item, this is where top-tier firearms meet serious bidders. And with easy-to-use online bidding, it's never been simpler to add items to your collection. So if you're ready to take your collection to the next level, or get started collecting, visit CollectorsEliteAuctions.com and start bidding today. Oh, and don't forget to listen to the No Low Ballers podcast, where we dive into the history of firearms and the stories behind some of these incredible pieces. Brought to you by GunBroker.com.
Well, you know, the other thing I was really excited about was the suppressed 30-30. At the 1854 from Smith & Wesson.
Oh, yeah.
There's
another
new lever action. Who ever heard of that? But they popped up with it. Apparently, they actually made the first lever action way back when.
Yeah.
And then they never really got into it the way Winchester and Marlin did.
Yeah.
But, boy, they're back into it now. And I was impressed with that entire rifle.
They're doing a nice job with that whole line.
Yeah.
They really are. And, you know, and they hinted, you know, to us that they're not done with introducing calibers. You know, Vince and the other guys that were here from Smith, you know. Because 45-70, which they just came out with, you know, that we saw here, people have been asking them about that, you know, for almost since that gun was introduced, you know, and they were hinting, they're like, yep, there's more calibers coming down the pike. You
assume a Charger is a V8, you assume a lever gun's a 45-70, and if it's not, it's kind of missing. So, and I mean, Smith, you know, even when we talked to them for the first time about it on the pistol calibers, you know, they, at that point, were like, yeah, trust us, we know it's coming. We know.
Yeah.
And I mean, they delivered. That thing is a beast. That is a great gun.
It is. And you know, and that's threaded, so you can run that with the suppressor, you know, and we did, and run that with the subsonics, and it's just, it does. It makes 45-70 almost a joy to shoot. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
What was new for me was with their 357 and their 44 mags, when I'm shooting that doesn't have much more recoil than their 22 long rifle.
No. Yeah. Yeah, a 357, we were kind of having this discussion last night. That's so great for hunting, for kids getting into it. It hits hard. I mean, it's actually, of all the stuff we're shooting, it's really high velocity. It hits hard. We could tell on the steel. One of the cool things about steel, it's reactive, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, bing, bing, bing. You're like, oh, okay, that one.
For sure got a hit.
Yeah, it's sending a message. Yeah.
But the great thing about that rifle is you can put the full house magnum loads in there for hunting or for defensive or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, if you're going out getting some range time in or working with newer shooters, you just pop some 38s in there. And the 38s in that rifle, I mean, when we were shooting the Annie Oakleys, you know, I'm getting ready to shoot, and Jared from Smith & Wesson comes up and whispers in my ear, put 38s in the 357. I'm like, dude, what am I holding? I'm not, of course I'm putting 38s in the 357.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's nothing. It's I've got the 44 already. I think I'm going to have to get the 357 to go with it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a joy to shoot. And again, those hard cast bullets, you talking about them hitting hard. Oof. I mean, that's doing some serious damage. You're right. It's a huge volume difference on that steel, but that's a heck of a lot of stopping power, whether you're using it for home defense or whether you're hunting with it. And, you know, to loop back around with some of the stuff Alan said earlier, you know, the lever guns, I hate to use the phrase tactical, you know, because that
utilitarian. They're right. Utilitarian.
That's why I said
lever guns.
I hate to use it, you know, but yeah, they're utilitarian. And I think a lot of people, they don't think about that. As getting, you know, lever guns aren't something that are utilitarian. They're the old West gun that's outdated, and that is so not the case, because you've got Marlin and Smith & Wesson. You know, Marlin's got the Dark series, Smith & Wesson's got the Stealth series. Obviously, those guns are selling. You know, they did their market research before they launched them to know that there was a market for that. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. And so I think that's, you know, that's proof positive that people are wanting to bring the lever gun into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised with that tactical in that Dark, how compact, lightweight it was. And always talk about you should take a 45-70 if you're going up for bear protection. Mm-hmm. And I always say they're too heavy. Who wants to carry them around? This thing was just a tiny little carbine,
short,
and
handy.
Light and easy and weatherproof with the synthetic stock and all. I thought, this is starting to look like a worthwhile investigation for bear protection, and it would double quite nicely for home protection because of the same reasons.
And that's one of the things I think I also saw with the variety of ammo we had. You can change with the same gun, you can change that gun from being a home defense gun to being a bear gun to being just a plinker fun gun. I mean, you can really, you have a wide variety of ammo out there for a lot of these loads, whether it's 45-70, 44 mag, 357.
And you're not worried about
special.
Gas settings. You're not worried about, you know, is it going to be overpressured, underpressured? Is it going to work with a suppressor? Because you're the action.
Right. Yeah. As long as you can work that loop, you're good to
I guess that's why, right? That's why you can say, yeah, we're going to load a 200 grain bullet or a 400 grain bullet. It's going, what?
Or, you know, I don't know why you would, but stack them. I don't know why, but you could.
You certainly could. Yeah. You know, run different drills, you know, see how they affect your flinch, right? You know, running some heavies and then throw some lights in there to see what it does to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you like the utilitarian of the tactical guns, but still like that original look, you know, XS was showing off their new handguards stuff. They were, you know, the M-lock, you could attach rails, lights, lasers, whatever, but then they had wood panels instead of them, and they were beautiful. It looked like a lever gun, but still had all the functionality of the tactical ones. I was really impressed with those.
Yeah, they did do a good job with that, and it was interesting to me that they came out with that, because we've seen a lot with the handguards of people, you know, making the little rail covers that go on them, but at least to me, that was new to see the wood ones. I hadn't seen that before. I could be wrong, but I don't think anyone else is doing that that on the market with those wood inserts like that.
And XS has been kind of in this game for a while to help you upgrade your gun, right? Yeah. Especially lever guns. Ghost Ring sights, they're very good at that. Rails, yeah. They're very good at that. Putting this all together with that handguard. And they have it on a Henry. They have it coming for Marlins and for Smith & Wessons. Yeah, and it does add functionality, more attachments to put lights, lasers, whatever it might be, if you want to make it that kind of maybe a home defense rig. But I will say the wood grip panels that you can insert, they look great.
They do. Yeah. They really do.
And that, damn, I lost my train of thought.
All those accoutrements really surprised me because I look at a lever action as the old cowboy gun. It's my first hunting rifle and all. And then I see all this tactical stuff and I go, I don't get it. But now that I realize you can swap around these parts, I didn't realize they were so easily done. Mm-hmm. You tend to look at a lever action and think, this is it. It's
right.
Not like an R-15 where you're going to be moving things around. It's not modular, but it turns out it's pretty darn close to it.
It is pretty darn modular.
Yeah, it's just amazing all the different things you can. So you can switch around and like if one member of the family likes the Tacticool and wants to go out and play whatever game with it, and Grandpa wants to go deer hunting, he can switch it back to the standard and have himself a good time either way.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know, because most people, well, we're just always looking for excuses to buy multiple guns, you know, but in theory, yeah, you could just use the one gun and change the configurations on it to suit multiple people's needs. But yeah, I think I'm just going to buy multiple guns. Sorry, honey, yeah. You didn't hear that. You know,
this gun will do everything. That's no fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I found one round of ammo in a caliber that I don't own a gun. I got to go buy another gun.
Slide this little light off. It's got a quick release. But I've already zeroed the light, so I don't really want to take it off.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, always buy the ammo first. Then you have to buy the gun.
Yep, that or a magazine. I've done that before where I find a magazine in an odd for an odd handgun. And I'm like, I've wanted that gun for a while, and I know the mags are hard to find too, so I buy the mag, and then I'm like, I'm just wait. I know.
Dude.
I bought, this is totally off topic, but it's my show. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I bought a wooden shoulder stock for an Inglis High Power from World War II, and it hooks into the pistol, and it also doubles as the holster. I don't have the pistol, but I have the shoulder stock, and I'm just waiting, for the
halfway there.
Yeah,
you're good.
Exactly. You know, cart before the horse,
To steer that back on the rails, though, you talk about buying the magazine. You can do that with a lever gun now. Henry's got their P-Mag-fed lever guns.
Yes, that's right.
So
I totally forgot about that.
If you've got P-Mags, you need the Henry.
Now, yeah, you've got a really dumb excuse, but it's an excuse.
Well, we kind of do lots of dumb stuff around here.
I mean,
it's our brand.
Look, it's a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a good reason.
If it wasn't for dumb stuff, we wouldn't have a show. So, No,
the other reason to pick that particular Henry up is that it shoots half MOA.
It's a nice gun.
Yeah. And 22365 tipped bullets because it's a magazine. So it's a heck of a gun. A
lot of options in lever gun world these days, guys.
Yeah. It is. This is, as the old saying goes, this is not your granddaddy's lever gun.
No, not John Wayne's either.
Yeah, not John Wayne's either. Nothing wrong with those. You know, a Winchester 94 and 30-30 will always be iconic, but it is not going to do what the 1854 Stealth or the 1895 from Marlin, the Dark Series. It's not going to do it. So variety is the spice of life.
Yeah,
let's
absolutely
have them all. And we certainly saw that here at Leverfest because there was, I think KJ said there was 39 guns out on the line that we were running. Mm-hmm. We definitely saw some serious variety here at Leverfest.
Yeah, and all the different sights.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost rings, standard iron sights, the lights, the lasers.
Holographs, magnifiers. Yeah, I mean, it was, if there was an optic, it went on there. And, and even though the calibers, I think we had, six or seven calibers, there were five or six different loads for each one of them. So there's a good possibility. I never shot the same round more than one tube full.
And in all honesty, I think there were a few times where I actually grabbed a handful of different rounds that I was loading in there. So I had different loads in one tube, but that's a testament to those guns. It eats it all. We didn't have a single problem with any.
That is true. They all ran great. I know the Marlin guys have made a big deal to tell everybody these Marlin guns are probably the best Marlin guns that have ever been manufactured. I mean, they've gone to great lengths to, basically they have a brand new factory when they started making them again. And so that's been cool. It's just been fun to see. It's been fun to see everybody smiling because these are just such fun guns, such fun platforms to work from.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I will speak for the three of us here, Ryan. We have all had an amazing time at Leverfest. Awesome. We really enjoyed it. Don't know how you guys are going to top it next year. Whew, but
I don't know.
They're going to have pigs and white tails.
Yeah, that's right.
We had gators this year.
There was a gator today. We called the state. The state guy came out. A 30-30 was tested.
They wouldn't let us have a lottery to see who got to do it.
Yeah.
That was the downside.
But it was a state-sanctioned taking. And so,
and you know, I mean, I planned and run these events for 15 years, and this was hands down the smoothest, best planned, best operated operation going. And I mean, hats off to you and your crew for that,
yeah.
Ryan.
Wow,
that was
thanks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you did a great job.
It's a lot to put together, but it's fun. It's just so much fun. And also just the networking and the camaraderie, just all these people getting together, because this is – more manufacturers, it's kind of a big, small event. You know, it's kind of like, okay, usually a media event may have 2, 3, 4 different companies. This has like a dozen, you know, and so now you get a variety of people talking. And kind of our approach with things is we want to defend the Second Amendment. We want to make gun ownership approachable. We want to expand the way people are using their guns and enjoying them. So I think that expanding it with lever guns is a big deal. That's why they're so popular. But also the fact that we have Ruger Marlin and Smith & Wesson and Savage all here, they're all hanging out, having beers, talking.
I mean, one little ideas. Jets and Sharks fight in the parking lot, but I think they just wanted the dance off, really.
Yeah, right.
They had to rumble.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of neat. And I think that I know that some of our range guys, it's always fun when it's like, man, this is like, and when you guys come to dinner tonight, the guy who runs the restaurant, he's a big gun guy. And it's like, Smith's here, Ruger's here, Meprolite's here, Federal's here.
Hornady, Federal,
Hornady.
Double Tap.
Yeah,
so,
it's just kind of a neat, like, wow, this is a big exchange of ideas.
Yeah, and it's proof positive that we're all one big family. At mm-hmm. the end of the day, this whole
Logan's
deal.
That one uncle that you're not sure about inviting to Thanksgiving, but yeah, we're all one big family.
Yeah, still family. Everyone's got that one guy in the family.
It's always fun to see what he's going to do.
Yeah, you know? just as long as you're not that one guy, you know, like that's you.
If
never
you say you're
a,
not that guy, you might be that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, well, on that note, we've had a blast here at Leverfest. So Ron Spomer, Ryan Gresham, we appreciate you guys taking some time to talk with us about the experiences at Leverfest. And we encourage all of you at home watching and listening to the show. If you don't have a lever gun, you need to get one. If you do have a lever gun, you need, like 5 or 6 or 7 more. If you don't have room in your safe, you need to go buy another safe. I mean, there are simple solutions to these problems.
I mean, the New York Reload works with lever guns. We shot a couple stages with 2 guns.
Yes, we did. Yep. Fastest Reload is another gun. So let us be the enabler for you. We love being that. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Share it with someone you think needs to hear the gospel of the modern lever gun. And we will see you right here on the next episode of the No Low Ballers podcast.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.